Pauleta is a court sport which originated in Spain's Basque region. It's gained a foothold here in the U.S., especially with those in Boise, Idaho, home to one of the largest Basque populations outside of Spain. As reporter Sadie Babbitts recently learned, Pauleta helps the community remain connected to its culture.
It's a Wednesday night, game night for Isabel Bilbao. She's part of a women's league that plays the Basque racket sport of Pauleta.
As we go downstairs, this is what I describe as the fight club because it's just this big concrete hole. We come downstairs to the fronton and there's girls playing now.
This fronton, that's Spanish for court, is at the center of Pauleta. It's the only one in Idaho. In fact, there are only a handful of these courts in the U.S., including California, Oregon, and Nevada. And this fronton does feel a little like a fight club, in part because most people don't know it exists. The entrance is in a back alley on the edge of an entire city block dedicated to Basque culture.
This is where the connection's made between the different women. You come down here, watch games, visit with each other, and get to know everybody.
The fronton is part of a boarding house that's been here for nearly 100 years. Men coming from the Basque country in Spain would stay here as they worked to start a new life. Many ended up as sheep herders. Bilbao knew the court was here. So did her roommate Esther Seganda. She grew up in Washington State watching versions of Pauleta and handball on TV. So when she landed a job teaching high school Spanish in Boise 5 years ago, she knew where she was going.
When I moved here, I knew there was a fronton here. And just with my family, I've been exposed to it my whole life, also watching it on TV and stuff. And so when I moved here, I already had the intentions. I'm like, I'm getting in that fronton and playing.
Seganda says 5 years ago, grant money helped launch the Women's Pauleta League. They had enough money to buy each player the wooden paddle that's used to play the game. And Bilbao says she showed up that first Wednesday night.
I remember standing outside going, oh my goodness, I'm not an athlete. I mean, I played softball in high school, wasn't really good at it, was on the ski team, I was all right. I'm not really the athletic type, so I stood outside going, what am I going to do? And I went down and played, and I've played ever since.
Now she's the commissioner of the Women's League. She picks the teams and helps coordinate games. That's a lot of work, given that during the spring and fall season, anywhere from 30 to 40 women play.
The men flip coins. We do rock, paper, scissors.
Bilbao's partner, Anar Chico, tosses the small rubber ball up in the air and slams it toward the front wall. Seganda watches.
It's going to be a good game. I think it's pretty evenly matched. The two players in the back are both strong players. In fact, I have partnered up with Anne-Marie and played on the national level, and I've also played nationally with Isabel, so in the different variations.
Think of Pauleta or Paula as a sort of caveman racquetball. You use a heavy wooden paddle and a hard rubber ball. Depending on the many variations on this game, that ball can be so hard it really won't bounce until it's warmed up. There are two people on a team. One person plays in the back of the court, the other up front. Bilbao plays in the back. As she puts it, she steers the ship, coordinating with her partner on who's hitting what.
So you have to serve it from our four line, and the ball has to come between the four and the seven line in order to be a legit serve. Okay. And then it's game on. You can hit it out of the air, you can hit it after one bounce. You just can't hit it after two.
And there's one more thing. You have to get that ball back to the front wall to keep the rally going. The team that reaches 35 points first wins.
Coming to Boise was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Anar Chico moved from the Basque Country to Boise 15 years ago.
Over there, I didn't dance. Well, I still don't dance, but I didn't dance. I didn't speak Basque. I didn't play pala, I didn't do anything.
She met her ex-husband, Mike, in Spain. He was from Boise. Chico says her move to Idaho made her miss all those things that she didn't do while she lived in the Basque Country, simply because she thought she'd always be there. Now she says things are different.
My Basque is not perfect, but I speak Basque, and I play pala. This is like my fifth year playing pala. My kids dance in the Basque dancing, and it's been great. It's like rediscovering my Basque roots.
And Chico's now showing her son to play Pauleta.
I want to make sure that they see what I had in the Basque Country, and that makes me be really involved. So,
Jeremy Malone gets this. He's played Paula for nearly 30 years. Now he's part of the men's A-League, which has more than 30 players. They meet every Monday night.
I don't dance anymore because the body's getting a little too old to dance, and the dancers kept getting younger and better. So it's still a way to come down and connect with my Basque friends, stay active, and to carry on their traditions of sports.
Malone, like Chico, is now teaching his 8-year-old son the game.
A lot of components to the Basque culture that we try to carry on and pass on to our children. And this is a vital part in my livelihood. Anyhow, sports has always been a priority in my life. So to come down here and continue this has been a real treat for me, and to pass on to my son and hopefully to future generations.
Boise's Frontón is busy. Leagues play nearly every weeknight, and people come to the court just to practice. Isabel Bilbao says that's important. Unlike Poleta teams in the Basque Country, teams in Boise don't have a coach.
We've been playing this now for 5 years, but we have girls that come down and say, well, I've never played before. And our joke is we give them a key to the building and a paddle, and we say, see you on game day.
So Bilbao matches experienced Poleta players with new ones to help them learn the ropes. And she's not joking about the key. $50, and you can join the Boise Frontón Association and use the court. It's now the end of Bilbao's match. The women have played now for about 45 minutes.
We won!
Yay!
No, it went really well. It was a really good game. There were a lot of good rallies. The score was 35-30.
That score, she says, means it was a pretty good game. After all, Bilbao says, this league really is about getting some time on the court and having fun. She says Poleta is also personal.
I've been raised here, and I was a dancer for 20 years and involved in all the activities of the Boise Basque community. And so that's what this sport has done culturally. It's been able to bring people together who maybe weren't involved in dancing or who were, or those of us who quit dancing and, you know, have continued to go on. It keeps, as we get older, it keeps the friendships still alive.
Bilbao says that's why she rarely misses a Wednesday night Poleta game. She wants everyone to be in fine form when Basques gather here in late July for an international tournament. For Only a Game, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Boise.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabue. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Jeremy Conlon. Special thanks this week to reporter Keith O'Brien for help with our New Orleans Saints story. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Sadie Babbitt's Poleta photo gallery, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word this week comes from former Ohio State University bench warmer Mark Titus, who explains why people from his school constantly refer to it as the Ohio State University.
I think it annoys people who aren't Buckeyes, and I think that's probably why the Buckeyes do it so much.
Well, I'm at most marginally annoyed, so they failed. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week on The Only a Game. Ezin ditut ezkutatu zure ikustarakoan, hanka eta eskuetan gorputzean bagara, nire bihotza taupaka lehertzera doa, elkarrakin hortzadarra margotu gunean, bizpiuan nire izena idatzi duzunean, irratia piztu eta inoa ontzutean, begietara begira, hausen nahi dizu.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. The Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school, at wallacefoundation.org. And the Poetry Foundation, celebrating 100 years of Poetry Magazine, online at poetryfoundation.org. This is NPR.